Blog Talk Radio.
I'm
Well, good evening. I'm Prince Alica. JP3 is in the house somewhere getting his munchies on. And welcome to the Listening Room Philly.
What it is, what it is.
Man, I had to go back and remind myself that I'm grown already. Let me stop trying to act like something. Yo, man, I was thinking about it today, JP, right? And I was like, you know what? Let me stop trying to get along and just get on about my business. You know what I'm saying? Because the music that we listen to is beyond people even comprehension, man. They can't even never dig it out. You know what I'm saying, bro?
You know what? I just want to say it real quick because I've been thinking about it since Friday whenever you played the Angela Bofield. So I went and checked out the whole album. First of all, that whole album is uplifting. It ain't got nothing to do with whatever people, you know what I mean? Like, they only let you hear a snippet. And it's cool because at least she gets by on them love songs, which is all that. You know what I'm saying? Her love songs are the bomb. But that whole album is like uplifting black people. You know what I'm saying? I was like, well, wait a minute. Whoa. Like, y'all don't play this on the radio. You know what I'm saying? So it's good. It was good to even hear. He was like, even that cut you were just playing, like, they don't play stuff like that. Like, you know what I mean? You gotta really go listen to these artists and get the fullness of what they were telling you.
They gave you a story, bro. You know what I'm saying? Now, who was that singing just now, JP? Go ahead.
I got two people ran through my mind. It was Patti LaBelle and Nancy Wilson.
Well, you better go ahead on back to Nancy Wilson, bro. Okay. She set the standard, bro. You hear what I'm saying?
I said, it's like sometimes you play something right here. I'm like, whoa, well, okay. Obviously, everybody was listening to each other because I'm hearing some Patti when she was hitting them. Whoa. But I'm like, that sounds like Nancy Wilson. Like, you know what I mean? She could obviously do jazz, whatever she wants. She could sing it. But yeah, Nancy was first in my mind. Then when she was hitting them licks, I was like, is that Patti? You know, just like I got confused with Angela. I got confused with Angela Bofield and Diane Reeves last week. I was like, wait a minute. It's like, you got to really listen.
Well, guess what? This is called the Listening Room Philly. We're going to get you some of the artists in Philly that people don't want to listen to, never put them on the air. And we're going to do some rendition songs. We're going to just go ahead and be grown about it. And guess what? We ain't playing what you listening to on your radio show. So you can come over to my show and listen to what we got going for you today. And in the meantime, I'm going to go sit by the dock of the bay, JP. Be right back at you to listen to the Philly here. Sitting by the dock of the bay, man.
My home in Georgia, I headed for the This must be heaven. than eyes can see. You know, girl, you know.
So we're back here in the listening room, Philly. I'm your host, Priest Holika. JP3 is somewhere in the building going through the vaults. I went through the vaults to pull out this music, JP. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's some serious listening.
Oh, man. The tune before that was This Must Be Heaven by Brainstorm. That you hear them vocals, man, them harmonies, man, them people got into that groove 100.
Straight up.
You know what I'm saying?
And I like how the brother they explored the, you know, they had the, you had the high singing, but you also had a lot of low singing, the baritones and basses, which personally is my favorite range. But you know what I'm saying, it's good to hear. I like hearing the brother singing that range.
Wow, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I went into the vaults, man. I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna be growing about it because I'm trying to get along with people, even when in my little situation and stuff. And I'm like, it's kind of difficult to get along with people when you have to get along with them. They have no obligation to get along with you at all. So it's no middle ground. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, why not? If you can't get along, get along. They got to get along. Everybody got to get along with each other.
Right. And what I'm saying is I'm looking at how people, darker skin people and whatnot, and we have this aversion or this strong dislike for one another. For real, we have done the most shit to each other that, you can't even say the word it, say ish. We've done the most ish to each other, and that's our whole thing, what somebody did to me. So it's no time when nobody say, we built a city together. You know what I'm saying? We went out and built this together. We went out and did this together. We ain't nobody talking like that, bro. You know what I'm saying? I got a 908 number, man. I think I'm going to get started tonight, man. 908 push to 1. Peace, family. What's the word? You on the listening room, Philly. You pressing it. What's the word? All right. You ain't got no words. I'm going to go back to what we were doing, man. Cause we're about to go do something anyway. Yes, sir. Can we hear you? All right, we go.
Be alright. Tomorrow you'll live your dreams in the sunlight.
Back here in the listening room, Philly. I'm your host, Priest Alica. JP, are you still in the room?
For shizzle. Enjoying the music.
That's a shizzle.
That sound like that. That sound like that Biggie Smalls. I heard you hear me on the weekend, but you still don't pay me no attention. That sound like that Biggie Smalls.
Oh, well, see, that artist is Jeff Lauber. He did that music in Philly. So maybe Biggie got it. He used Jeff Lauber's music was the whole point. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that's the point where back in the day when I was telling you about 15 years ago, whatever, that if people took the jazz music and did their voices over top of it, they'd make a hit. You know what I'm saying? And then all of a sudden
right. These
kids coming up with all this music, like they crossing it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you go back and listen to the music where we listen to it. You can hear all the cross beats, man. You can hear where you can add a little this to that and make your voice go out there large. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, so that's just me talking, man. I feel like a grown person today. I don't feel like I need to acquiesce or whatever that word is. Or, you know, I'm going to shout out some of my professors over there at Southern New Hampshire University, man. They keeping the brother right so I can stay on target, man. Because I got to graduate, got to get these degrees to catch up with you young people so you can call me doctor, whatever you want to call me. But you have to call me doctor. Yes, sir. So, yeah, we're going to do what we do, JP. You got something coming up for the 8 shit. Funny segment. What?
Oh yeah,
funny
we definitely
this week.
Yeah. We definitely got something nice for Ain't Shit Funny. It's kind of, well, it might be a history lesson for some people in it, and for others they might already know. So it's interesting though. So stay tuned.
Okay, well, that's what JP told you. He threw the appetizer out there. He didn't give you no salt, no pepper. So far, so nice.
No, nothing. It's finger food. I'm walking by with a tray. It's just finger food.
You better watch your fingers, man. You better watch that, man.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go to Harlem, man. I'll be right back on the listening room.
All right.
Let's go to Harlem.
Summer night in Harlem, man.
too full to eat. I don't care if I die or not. Went tonight in Harlem. Oh, radiator won't get hot. Well, the mean old landlord, he don't care if I freeze to death or not. Saturday night in Harlem, everything's all right. You can really swing and shake your pretty thing. The party's out of sight. Sunday morning here in Harlem, now everybody's all dressed up. Are the hip folks getting home from the party? Delegation wants a donation. Send the preacher to the Holy Land. Hey, hey, Lord, honey, don't give your money to that lying, cheating man.
Reroute the rivers, let the damned water feed. There's some people down the way that's thirsty, so let the liquid spirit free. The people are thirsty because of man's unnatural hand. Watch what happens when the people catch wind, when the water hits the banks of that hard, dry land. Clap your hands now. Go ahead and clap your hands now. Clap your hands now. Go ahead and clap your hands now. Mm-hmm. Get ready for the wave. It might strike like a final flood. The people haven't drank in so long, the water won't even make mud. After it comes, it might come with a steady flow. Grab the roots of the tree down by the river. Dip your cup when your spirit's low. Clap your hands now. Go ahead and clap your hands now. Clap your hands now. Clap your hands now. Dip down and take a drink and fill your water tank. Dip down and take a drink and fill your water tank. Hun, reroute the rivers, let the damned water beat. There's some people down the way that's thirsty, let the liquid spirit free. The folk are thirsty because of man's unnatural hand. Watch what happens when the people catch wind of the water hidden banks of hard, dry land. Clap your hands now. Clap your hands now. Go ahead and clap your hands now. Clap your hands now. Dip down and take a drink and feel your water tank. Dip down, take a drink and feel your water tank. Liquid spirit. Liquid spirit. Liquid spirit. Liquid spirit. Clap your hands now.
Stop all that fussing. cause I need to get out there. Ain't no worry about my woman, cause she's worried about my cash. Oh, Lord. I ain't gonna worry. Doggone it.
Drop the stuff.
Oh yeah, we back here in the Listening Room Philly. I'm your host, Priest Alica. JP3, you getting them ready for Ain't Shit Funny. I know that's right.
For sure.
For sure.
A lot of shit ain't funny. Yeah.
When JP get that serious tone, you know what's up. It's about to get serious. Hey, JP, you about to get serious on the bus.
Well, I mean, yeah, I guess it's definitely a serious subject.
It's a serious subject, JP. So look what happened, JP. Before you get serious on them, right, before you get serious on them, let the people get an opportunity to get their mind right, okay? Can you do that for me, JP? Because I know you're about to let them have it, okay? So just give me a few minutes. Let me let them get their mind right, and then we're going to come back at it, yeah?
All right.
All right, now, y'all only listening to my film. Y'all heard JP about to let y'all in on something. So we're going to let you get your mind right. We'll be right back at you. Check us out now.
Get your mind right. 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 Then you do the things that you have to. Then you do the things that you need to. Then you do the things that you want to. Then you do the things with your mind right. Get 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 your mind
JP say, get your mind right, then you can do what you got to do. You got to do what you got to do. And JP, don't be too rough on the people, because for real, ain't shit funny.
Yeah, we got an interesting character today on Ain't Shit Funny, who happens to be a surgeon. His name is J. Marion Sims, J. Marion Sims, famous surgeon. Now, J. Marion Sims was an American physician. This is back in the 1800s. He was born in 1813, January 1813. He died in 1883. Hold on 1 second. Let me just get straight right here. Hold on. 1 second, 1 second, 1 second. Let me just get straightened up.
At the next JP is getting them citing his documents, and he's doing that stuff we learned in college right now. Get your resources
yeah.
straight.
So, you know, I heard about this cat, you know what I'm saying, a few times. So I said, let me just, there's a whole bunch of stuff that ain't funny, but check this out. This cat, an American physician in the field of surgery, known as the father of modern gynecology. I'm sure y'all know what gynecologists do. They check the vaginal area and inside and out, you know, that type of stuff. But also as a controversial figure due to the ethical questions raised by how he developed his techniques, his most significant work was the development of a surgical technique for the repair of vesicovaginal fistula, a severe complication of obstructed childbirth. He is also remembered for inventing Sims speculum, Sims sigmoid catheter, and the Sims position. However, as a medical ethicist, Baron Lerner states, one would be hard-pressed to find a more controversial figure than in history of medicine, Mr. J. Marion Sims. He went to Jefferson Medical College. I'm sure a lot of y'all heard of that. Maybe some of y'all went there. Again, he was a surgeon, married to Teresa Jones. He had a rack of kids, man. Let me see. One, two, three, four, five, six, about 9-10 children. Okay, that's good for him. He was his parents are John Sims and Mahalia Mackey, you know. And Sims perfected his surgical techniques. Here's the part that ain't funny. It's just one of them. They don't tell you the whole thing. You know that. Sims perfected his surgical techniques by operating without anesthesia on enslaved black women. Let me say that again. Sims perfected, whatever the hell that means, Sims perfected his surgical techniques by operating without anesthesia on enslaved black women in the 20th century. This was condemned as an improper use of human experimental subjects, and Sims was described as a prime example of progress in the medical profession made at the expense of a vulnerable population, black people, natives, aboriginal, whatever you want to call them. Sims' practices were defended as consistent with the era in which he lived by physical and anthropologists, by physician and anthropologist L. Lewis Wall. And according to Sims, the enslaved black women were willing and had no better option. Damn. So they had no other option than to get operated on with no anesthesia. Someone looking in your vaginal opening. Okay. Sims was a voluminous writer, and his published reports on his medical experiments together with his own 471-page autobiography have been the main sources of knowledge about him and his career. His positive self-presentation has, in the late 20th century and early 21st century, been subject to revision. Maybe subject to revision, like kind of like Christopher Columbus, how everybody's like, man, if you don't take that shit down, them statues and this holiday and all that bullshit that y'all put on us, you know, the only ones really fighting for it, from what I see, are Catholics, especially white Catholics. They fighting for it to keep Columbus Day and shit like that, but you got to revise stuff. But this man, this Marion Sims character is worshipped in the medical community. You know, can you imagine someone operating on, they're only talking about the women. We don't even know, you know, I'm sure they did all types of stuff with the infants and the men. They're just talking about the women right now in this article. But can you imagine someone, first of all, what were the women there for? Why they had to go to this camp? What's he fixing? You know what I'm saying? What is he fixing? They already had children. They had some kind of disease. What's he fixing? Is he fixing them so master can still have his way? You know what I'm saying? Or are they trying to have Sally give him, have more babies? You know what I'm saying? More mixed babies running around. You know what I'm saying? But it's not funny. That shit is not funny because can you imagine? First of all, just putting alcohol on a cut, putting alcohol on a paper cut hurts enough, let alone you being forced to be an fan. And see, this stuff is, I'm sure this is still, first of all, it's been going on. I'm sure it's still going on, but it's just like Margaret Sanger is worshipped in some circles, like Hillary Clinton. She said that's one of her heroes, Margaret Sanger. Margaret Sanger, what does she promote? Killing black babies. Getting rid of humans that don't fit her recommendation of what a human should be. You know what I'm saying? So that's the shit that's not funny. They make us learn about these people. You know, you become a doctor, you gotta worship these people, do what they telling you to do in their textbooks. That shit is crazy. Again, I'm sure it's still going on a level. And it's been going on, but that to me, that shit ain't funny. I heard about that a while back, and it's just one of the things that was on my mind. Okay, that's not funny. And somebody got to pay, you know what I'm saying? Not just him, but it's like, it's been out of hand. It's been way out of hand. At least they said it was unethical to not use anesthesia. At least you can numb the area. You know what I'm saying? Damn, you got to numb the area. I heard in China, be down at the Library of Congress. So back in the 90s or whatever, so I see these Chinese people handing out the flyers. I took one. So they talking about their flyer. They were protesting having organs harvested on the street in certain towns in China while people are still alive. Now, this is back in the 90s. Like, are these humans we're dealing with? That's my next question to anyone who can answer. Are these humans we're dealing with? Because who the hell wants to do some shit like that? Like, are you that sick? Are you that sick? Why do you want to harvest body parts on the street? So everyone can see. Why you want to take a human? You don't even want to take an animal. I wouldn't even take a dog and do that shit. Let me operate on this bitch female dog while I don't have it numbed up. Like, sometimes you got to do what you got to do, but when you're doing it like that, that's disgusting. And people make a class out of it. And it's not funny. If you heard of Mr. J. Marion Sims, good for you. If you didn't, if you follow his ways, you're full of shit. If you didn't hear about him, you know, that's him. The so-called father of gynecology. Or whatever they call it now. Maybe they don't call it that now. Yeah, oh yeah, that was the other part of that. Someone was explaining. This guy was explaining how, you know, some of these young women come up missing, especially young black girls come up missing, and they are putting wounds of black women into transvestite men in the thing. I don't know if I'm saying it the right. They're taking young black girls' wounds, putting them in the men so they can have babies. You know what I'm saying? Did this come out of that study of the visogynecological festuda, whatever they call that, whatever he called his bullshit he was doing? If this is something they're coming up with, yeah, let's take these wounds out, stick them in this loop over here so we can have babies instead of just making a baby. I don't get it. It's confusing. It's not only is it not funny, but it's confusing. I'm confused. Who's in charge? Is it a human? Is a human in charge, or are we dealing with beasts?
Hey, JP. Can you hear me, JP?
Yeah, I hear you.
Can you hear me clear? No static. No.
Yeah, I hear you. Perfectly
that
clear.
That was some nasty shit where you just. It's you, bro. You got me. I'm stuck. I say, you know what I'm going to do? Before I say anything, I will say that part right there. That was nasty, okay? True as it may be, that was nasty. Now, before I say anything else, I have to put this song on, which is my disclaimer, okay? Then I'm going to be right back at you, man, on the Listening Room Philly. Damn, man. Wow.
Oh, I love this day. I never thought of myself as a complex man or as someone who was really that hard to understand. But it would hardly take a genius to realize that I've always been a lot too arrogant and a little too fucking wise. That was a combination that made a lot of folks feel duty-bound to do whatever they could to try and shoot me down, to head off some of the things that I might possibly say, to see if they couldn't take some of my pride away, to bring me disappointment, to teach me to fear it. Obviously, these are folks just didn't have no spirit. Conspiracy don't give up. Yes, it's time to stop your falling. You've been down long enough. Can't you hear the spirits calling? Yes, it's the spirit. Can't you hear it? Calling your name, calling your name. Dear, yeah, talking about spirit. Lives are so far off the track that what they like best about life is stabbing brothers in the back. And I was obviously too blind and probably too weak to see who was responsible for my losing streak. The best way to explain it is to say simply because I was looking around outside, and the truth is that I was the one. So I got locked into all of the analysis and found myself locked into a kind of paralysis. And something was calling and I almost didn't hear it, but I spent a lot of time being blessed by the spirits. Makes you say, don't give up. Hey, it's time to stop your falling. Yeah, you've been down long enough. And can't you hear the spirits calling? Yes, it's the spirits. Can't you hear it? Calling your name, calling your name. Yeah, talking about spirit. It didn't matter whether it was a child or an adult. There was absolutely no one I could not insult, so that I could isolate myself somewhere off to the side and continue to juggle all the possible whys. The warmth I once could generate so well had turned into a frozen hell, and all of the discouraging injustices I felt had pinned me somewhere inside a drug-infested cell, where those who told didn't know and those who knew didn't tell, and I could continue to feel sorry for myself. I could continue to feel sorry for myself. I could continue to feel sorry for myself. And then I heard, don't give up. Hey, it's time to stop your falling. Yeah, you've been down long enough. Yeah, can't you hear the spirits calling? Yes, it's the spirits. Can't you hear it? Calling your name, calling your name. Yeah, talking about spirit. Ain't no way overnight to turn your life around. And this ain't the conversation of someone who never falls back down. But no matter how long you've been on trial with the days and the weeks of self-denial, and no matter how many times you tried to make it and found out that right then you just couldn't take it, if you're looking for a loser who found strength and success, remember the spirit of Brother Malcolm X. And know that you can leave all of your mistakes behind the day that you really make up your mind. 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 Come on, brother. Pull on up. Stand on up. Hey, don't give up. Yes, it's time to stop your falling. Calling on you, you've been falling down long enough. Yes, and can't you hear the spirit calling? Hear the spirit calling, saying, don't give up. Yeah, it's time to stop your falling. Yes, and you've been down long enough. Yeah, and can't you hear the spirit calling?
Wow, JP, this is the Listening Room Philly. I'm your host, Priest Alica. JP just dropped the bomb on the whole place. Just gave us a bunch of information. Had my mouth drop. I knew the information when you said it, and I was like, to study, you learn these things. You'd be like, you have to learn these things and take this new knowledge and embrace it, because it will drive you mad. And I think that's why a lot of our people have mental illnesses, because they did all this damage to us, JP, and then they do all this internet shit. Like, you can get the answer 5 minutes from now. 5 seconds, boom, get the answer. So people start, we like to know. So since our people like to know, we got overloaded with propaganda, all type of information. We trying to discern it, breaking it down. No one to talk to, no one to reason with. People experimenting on us at the same time, even our own people. Hell, man, we don't even know who to trust. You can't trust who you're sleeping with because you don't know if they're sleeping with somebody. Y'all know. It's wild, bro.
Just like you said at the beginning of the show, it's like, we've done more damage. So like even all over the world, I used to say, but especially in America, it's like, you know, even if the so-called colonizers, spies or whatever came over here, a Negro, so-called Negro, had to show them where the people were. Because back then, there wasn't no GPS and 95. Like, you better know your way through them trails and through the woods, and they didn't have roads and stuff, but in certain cases, especially if someone was hiding, you know, like you, it's always one of your brothers or sisters that's doing you in. Even just the Tuskegee experiment. You know what I mean? That was a black nurse going to the churches. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Negroes, come do this. Yeah, we'll give you some biscuits today. Come do this. We'll give you some fried chicken. Like it's definitely, that's one of the biggest problems. Like. Like you said, who you trust? You can make a pact with somebody, and then somebody turning on you. Like for instance, real quick, and then, you know, this shit ain't funny either. But John Brown, the way they tell the John Brown story is like some white guy with John Brown down there in Virginia there, whatever part, yeah, Virginia, Harper's Ferry, Virginia, and they were going to take the arsenal, the Marine arsenal, planned out. And supposedly somebody sold him out for what my understanding is that Harriet Tubman is the one that told where this cat was going to be and what he was doing. And she did that because apparently she was a little jealous because this cat had multiple women, multiple children, multiple whatever. You know what I'm saying? And the painting, one of the original paintings shows a black man, an older black man, a full beard, full, you know, you got white hair and everything, being kissed by a child before they go hanging. And they give us the picture of that weird white guy, Abraham Lincoln looking guy without a beard as John Brown. You know what I'm saying? But I don't believe that story ever since I learned this other thing. But they like, yeah, Harriet Tubman, why she got the position that she got, because she sold out the brother that she was rolling with. You know what I'm saying? And then they changed up the story. They changed up the story to, you know, miseducate us. But like you said, like, it's like, who the heck can you trust? You know what I mean? The preacher be like, yeah, whoever, come on in here and talk to my people about voting. Like, what are we talking about? Oh, yeah, let's vote so they can take our land. You know what I'm saying? Like, who can you trust? Like you said, we could have had the reasoning from then. But yeah. You know what I mean? It's like, who do you trust? Excuse me, one second.
Oh, man, you got to get them other lines. Then they ringing out the hook because JP started something, so he got 3 phones ringing. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to let you know my point of view on it because we have been practicing
right on
for a long time. We've been practicing on for a long time. As long as I've been on the planet, I refuse to let my people get practice on. My people, meaning people I come directly in contact with wherever I am on the planet, I've never let them be taken advantage of, period. No way, no shape, no how. Okay? So I'm going to stick with that. That's what I'm going to do. That's the easiest thing for me to do. It ain't cost me nothing. I love all human beings. As long as human beings, you know, apply rule number one. You know, because I was high when you met me. One thing you got to do is keep it moving. I'm going to stay high. You know, it ain't got to be a substance that makes you high, by the way. It's just having all positive energy around you. And whenever negative energy comes around, it just bounces off you. So you stay on that high. So to the people that call in, if you're pressing number one, you know I want to talk to you because maybe you know something I don't know. And I like knowing stuff like regular folks. So, JP, say something to the people nice because I'm going to be stepping right along if you don't. Oh, JP says step right along.
Yeah, no, I'm here.
Where were you?
past. It's time to move back in and listen to Room Philly. I had to get JP opportunity to make everybody understand.
Get along.
Do your thing, get along with it. I'm learning. I ain't too old to learn.
I ain't never stopped learning.
You broke up, huh?
Yeah, I'm hearing a little bit of static now.
Yeah, because you started picking at them again. And once you started picking at them, you started picking at you. I tell you how to go, bro. You got to play nice. You got to play nice.
Y'all curriculum.
Hold on, JP. Ain't that you say nothing, okay? You hear me? They every word.
Oh, yeah, I hear you.
Okay, good. That's what we're going to do. We're not really going to apologize, right? We're just invoking rule number one. Okay, you got to invoke it at some point, right? Can you hear me?
Of course.
1 mile.
Okay, so you have rule number one, you can tell the world, like, look, we're now under rule number one. You're not allowed to fuck up my high. Because that's how it really is. Don't fuck up my high. I was
number one.
Rule number one. Invoke it. Don't do that. Let's go ahead and have our nice little conversation. My man was reading. He was reading from a book, Google or whatever. You put it out there. You got the site. You got the resources. So go ahead and let him say what he's going to say. I know he don't say what he's supposed to say because he's a school teacher. My God, how can you talk like that? We let you get a degree and we let you teach. Oh, my goodness. Go ahead, OJ. That's my good boy speech. I was supposed to say that, I guess. So I'm going to go ahead and say that.
Well, I'm teaching what y'all. I'm teaching y'all curriculum.
I can't hear you again, man. They got you tagged, bro.
No, I said I'm using y'all curriculum. All I did, I add little bits and pieces, but I'm reading straight from y'all thing.
See it right there? That part right there, bro. You just add a little something to it. And you know how they is, man. You know how they wrote the Bible and they wrote the end of the Bible. Like, you can't change none of it to it or add none to it, none of that. So I'm trying to stick to those rules myself. You know what I'm saying? Across the board. I just
okay.
Don't add nothing to it. I don't take nothing from this.
Yeah.
Just straight up. That's what it is. And 100. Don't be mad at nobody. Make everybody know, like, you're free to live, man. Live. That's what you're going to do, live. You living, if it ain't got nothing to do with me, live on. If it got something to do with me, please ask me some questions. Because I may not want to be involved in what you're doing. Okay, which is my right. Okay?
Right.
So, you know, we don't need to argue over nothing. You don't want to do what I'm doing, you do you. From you do you, you shouldn't be causing me any hurt, harm, or danger. At all. Mind your business. Mind your business.
Right.
You got a business. Go tend to that shit. Because for real, it ain't even a joke out here. Ain't shit funny. You know, I see single moms out here like I see the mom of life. But during this time right here, man, they look, man, like, they listen, let me show you something I observe, right? Just what I observe, because, you know, I'm hanging out with my children every day, making sure they go to school and all that. So now, the single mom got to do the same thing I do. Now, you know, get the children, take your children, iron the clothes, wash the clothes, make sure they eat all this, and still get the money. Now, here you go. The women got to get the money. So now, the women got to go to school, got to go do something, or sell their other part. They got to do it. That's the only choices they
right.
got. So now,
right.
They are putting pressure on the men to do better, right? It's only because the men have been taught the propaganda stuff of what you're supposed to be doing, which is killing off each other and not getting shit done. Nothing. You ain't getting none done.
Right.
I see 25 people hustling on the same corner every day. And I'm like right across the street. where everybody goes stand. It's a building for lease right there. So in the days when I was hustling with the people I grew up with, because we was hustling, we wasn't talking, we were doing that. We just go rent that building right across the street and open up some daycare and open up some stuff, because we serving all the people that's going there anyway. We serving everybody. So why not go ahead and open up that center so the people have some spot to go? Put the older heads in there that know better, that can help the people, you know, regenerate. Because we need some help out here, bro. It ain't been a game anymore for me. Okay? And I'm going to hurt people's feelings, but they ain't going to static me out. You know why, JP?
Why?
Listen to this, man. I'll be right back at you, man. Listen to Room Philly. This is why, bro.
plan. Hope I can pick somebody up. Somebody, oh, honey, when you give your love to me, together we can make some history. Maybe it'll pick somebody up. Mm-hmm. I'll go along to get along and tell myself that I ain't away this papa rolls. When I live it, it'll pick somebody up. Oh, yeah. Take a stranger. Why are you doing this thing? How come you're playing music for people? Getting up early in the morning just to catch a plane, a bus, and a train. Going insane, fanning a flame. So then why? Is it for love? Is it for self-expression? Is it to combat depression? Is it to make people happy? I mean, I love it. I can hear it. I can listen to what somebody smiles at. But when I'm happy, when I'm sad, when I'm sorry, and when I'm glad, that sunshine turns to rain, and I just can't stand the pain. And I feel I'm going insane till I get back home again. When I think I can't compete, and I just can't find the beat. When I'm old, when I'm young, when my final song is sung, I sure hope we have some fun spreading love to everyone. So before I tip my cup, I just wanna pick somebody up.
Scales, top rank, point blank, we vital. Spit flows, rip shows, peep to recital.
Scales,
nah, you feel it when we drop those hot beats. Stop foes killing it, we got those.
Scales,
hits, the music that the street loves. Each thug is now repping this with deep love.
Scales,
gangstar, dueling again, ruling again. Watch as we do it again. It's the true living with a youthful vengeance. And I'm a judge, laugh as your ass, give you a crucial sentence. You need at least 12 jewels to practice. You're too enthusiastic, using actress. Still trying to convince us some more. Pretending you're raw, that's what you need a minister for. Again, it's the law, got you up against the wall. We the gulliest, at the thinnest, us against y'all. Mic skills, tight drills, like I'm Michael Jill. Like when he rifle the film, it's how I cipher the ill. Slide off, kid, and let a grown man finesse it. We bold and impressive, that old eye manifest. Some new product from a known team. Brothers know me, and you can bet they know Green. So here we go for your stereo, and you can tell that it's real when you hear me go, hear me go.
Skills,
top rank, point blank, we vital. Spit flows, rip shows, peep the recital.
Skills,
now you feel it when we drop those hot beats. Stop pose, killing it, we got those.
Skills,
it's the music that the street loves. East Sun is now repping this with deep love.
Skills,
gangstar dueling again, ruling again. Watch as we do it again. You little suckers know better. I go head up
If your man left a thing in the whip, then tell him go get it. We hold it down like a holy crown. Fools acting like they know me, throw me phony pounds. F that, I'm sitting back like an aristocrat. Shell shock, sheep assassin with a whole long list of cats. Thought you was on the case, but you missed the fact. The chicks talking this and that. I'ma make it simple, Jack. I doubled up and tripled that. Soldiers, where your pistols at? Life wrong move, lose the gift of that. Why they calling us the most consistent, most significant, the most slick. Fulfill your need and catch a joyful rush. Enjoy your Dutch, haters annoyed with us. Oh boy, it's us, you know the face from the club. Blazing the dub, with my peeps raising it up for these skills. Top rank, point blank, we vital. Spit flow, drip shows, peep the recital. Skills, now, you feel it when we drop those hot beats. Top foes killing it, we got those skills. It's the music that the street loves. Deep thug is now repping this with deep love. Skills, gang star dueling again, ruling again. Watch as we do it again. Brothers are amused by other brothers' reps. Some will text, catch others for checks. All for respect, all for the bread. For the chance of success, they might hand him his head. Remain humble, cause I know enough. Plus the road is tough, especially when you roll with us. But I'ma stay with my peace, stay in these streets. Rhyme spraying and I'm playing for keeps, cause I got those skills. Top rank, point blank, we vital. Spit flows, rip shows, peep the recital. Skills, now, you feel it when we drop those hot beats. Stop foes killing it, we got those skills. The music that the street loves, East Thug is now repping this with deep love. Skills, gang star dueling again, ruling again. Watch as we do it again. Skills.
Now, this is New Philly. I'm your host, JP3. That's what I was saying to you. I cannot even talk. I just put the music on, let the people know what I'm telling them. They get buzzed through all that music. Go right ahead, man. That's on frequency for you. You know what I'm saying? And the message still got out, JP. You guys, what are you doing, JP? They got you?
No,
again?
I'm right here. I'm right here. I'm right okay. here.
You're kind of clear right now. Like, okay. See, just change the frequency on me right quick.
Yeah, ain't no static right now.
Gotta change that frequency to get with the program. So, welcome to the real world, JP. It's the radio world. Always enjoy yourself while we're out here, because we're here to have a good time and talk to the people. And you know what? My man said something to me earlier today, and I said, well, I'm not going to say that on the air. I'm just going to put a song on the air to let people know the message we're activated to the brother. Is that okay, JP?
That's all good.
Yeah, man, because I got a lot of stuff I want to say to people, but they be buzzing me and chipping and all that type of stuff. So I say, you know what, when I talk on the air, I'm going to find some music that represents what this thing is. Now they made it so that I can't access the conversion, the YouTube to MP3. It took that whole thing down because they was like, dude, this
oh, man.
Has to go out of business.
They need to tighten that up.
No, man, I'm putting Pandora out of business, man. Yeah, Pandora.
Oh, Pandora.
They ain't got the playlist that I got, bro. They got all the music. Remember, they took all the musicians' music. They took all the rights to the music. They took all the masters. They got all the people's music. Now, they don't even know how to play this shit at all. Even if you give them all of it, they don't know how to play it. So guess what? They going to pay me to play this music one day. You better know that, JP. But in the meanwhile, I'm going to tell him this little message where I told my brother. We'll be right back at you to listen to him on Philly, man. Tell him what's up, fam.
I've been eating long enough now. Stop being greedy. Keep it real, partner. Give me the need. Ribs and touch me. So don't make me wait. Around and I'm going to wake you. Snap the plate. I can flip that flow. I can get that dough, you know I'm with that, yo. Ain't a thing about this, can't do what I haven't seen. But when it gets dark, it's like it's having dreams. All night there, the light there, the dessert, what? Got me like everybody wants to hurt, what? Paranoid, so I strike out at whatever. Closest thing to me's gonna get it, but never. Will I, can I think death is wrong? So I'ma keep holding on to what's left is gone. You can put that on, my nigga boom. These other rap cats will give it a room. But if it costs for me to boss my way in the door, get sick with, four more, now all this is liquid. I've been eating long enough now, stop being greedy. Let's keep it real, partner.
now, stop being greedy. Just keep it real, partner, give to the knee. Ribs is touching, so don't make me wait. Go round and I'm gon' bite you, snap your plate.
I thank the Lord every day that I'm blessed with the gift. The best, so unless you wanna fresh with the shit. Don't touch that, leave it alone. When you walk past the doghouse, leave it alone.
Dog fight, dog spike, dog knife. Scratch, shake, all night. So when you hit it, start running. Cause when you hit it, I'm coming.
But I don't like drama, so I stay to myself. Keep focused with the rap and pray for the wealth. I want the money, give me the honeys with dick. The most expensive champagne you got, big glass.
I'm drunk, so I'm a bastard, head wide open. Begging me to stop, but at least he died hoping. Didn't get his wrist, now he's a dish for the pack. Two glowing red eyes, everything else black.
I've been eating long enough now, stop being greedy. Keep it real, partner, give to the needy. Ribs are touching, but don't make me wait. Go around and I'm gonna bite you and snatch the plate.
I've been eating long enough now, stop being greedy. Just keep it real, partner, give to the needy. Ribs are touching, but don't make me wait. Go around and I'm gonna bite you and snatch the plate.
When the sun is up, the is up on the shelf. And all the runners up are thanking me for their help. Hoping that they're not around when it gets dark outside. Sun's going down, you hear the bark outside.
Locks off the cage, gate with the... You've been lucky all day, that's where your luck stops. One drop, and another, and another. Going through you, hit your...
When there's it all in, I found a friend in the dark. Cause with these cats, you send a friend to the mall. Many questions, no answers, stress. Try to hold my head and remember that I'm blessed.
With the curse and it gets worse, time goes by. Can't see straight, I'm so high. Why ask why when you know? When it's your time to go, you go.
Y'all been eating long enough now, stop being greedy. Just keep it real, partner, give to the needy. Ribs are touching, so don't make me wait. Around and I'm gonna bite you, snatch the plate.
Y'all been eating long enough now, stop being greedy. Just keep it real, partner, give to the needy. Ribs are touching, so don't make me wait. Around and I'm gonna bite you, snatch the plate.
Y'all been eating long enough now, stop being greedy. Just keep it real, partner, give to the needy. Ribs are touching, so don't make me wait. Around and I'm gonna bite you, snatch the plate.
Y'all been eating long enough now, stop being greedy. Just keep it real, partner, give to the needy. Ribs are touching, so don't make me wait. Around and I'm gonna bite you, snatch the plate.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on the court from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Well, this is the Listening Room Philly. I'm your host, Priest Alica, JP3. Thank you very much for causing a little bit of controversy on the show every Monday here on Dirty Meal. Thank you so much for your story. Yeah, a lot of people scared, man, because I come from that era right there. We put it on the record and make you listen to it for 40 years and go, damn, you were right, man. You were right. Now, can't nobody say Gil wasn't right. Can't nobody even say that shit. You right?
Nah.
Everybody had to agree with the dude. So, you know, people drugged him up and all that type of stuff because when you're on that type of height, you got to have somebody to talk to. You got to have certain people to feel. Not just you just to do that to get money, but somebody just to take a walk with. See, we forgot how to be human beings, man. We've been on the run so long, we forgot how to be a human being, bro. For real.
Straight up.
You know, there's a video of me and my children. We were walking one day, and this brother was driving Amazon or whatever. And he jumped out of the truck and said, yo, fam, them is all your children? I said, yeah. He said, you mind if I put your Instagram? I said, sure, man, why not? So he asked me a series of questions, which is on Instagram. And people can find it at Priest Ilika, I-L-I-K-A, on Instagram, or Priest Works on Instagram, and the interview is right there. So now, the point is this. When I looked at the interview, right, the thing had 3,800 plus views on his page, right? I got 50 views on my page, on my personal page. Right? That's what I did. I laughed like you laugh, right? Because I was never into that. Anyway, in the real world, where I live at, in the real world, okay? So last night, you know, like every night, we go take a walk. So we was coming in, and me and the children, as always, and we see four youngins, about 17, 18, look like they about to thug somebody and stuff. So they walk up to us and say, yo, OG, you the dude with all the children, right? I said, yeah. He said, y'all going viral, man. Y'all making the hood look good. I was like, what? He said, yeah, man, y'all good, man. So I said, look, y'all gonna start fucking around. He said, yeah, by the time we're 16, 17, we just gotta get it out of our system. Then we're gonna go ahead and do it. You know, we see the inspiration what you got going on, man. Then the leader of the gang, he was like, yo, see, this is all the man's children right here. You see them? It's all right, good. So that's the thing why I'm prop about in Washington, D.C. You know what I'm saying? Where the youngest know me, the old head know me. People know me already. I'm busy about what I'm busy about. You go to my personal page, you ain't got to like me. Playing around, you'll find out you better.
See, it's good to see the children like that, though, because that lets even when I see stuff like that. When I would see stuff like that when I was younger, it's like, oh, man, you can have a family, you can have children, you can do it. It has challenges, but what doesn't? You know what I'm saying? And it's fun. A lot of the time, I think more time is fun than not, but you know what I'm saying? If people see it, I think when people see it, they can feel it as opposed to somebody talking. They see it, they can feel it.
Well, look at it this way, bro. This is how it is for me, right? When I do what I do, I deliberately making my babies. I deliberately made children with one woman, deliberately, because I'm planting my seed in a proper garden. I don't want no woman to think that she got all that and all that. If she's not a proper garden, I ain't planting none of that in it anyway, because she can go ahead and do whatever she was doing in the real world anyway, because I'm looking for where I'm planting my seed. Because people got to remember, a straight black man, proper, no age, no fucking dysfunction. Proper on the earth with children is a clean dude, okay? old lady stopped me today and was talking to me. She said, "Them your children?" I said, "Yeah." She said, "How old is the youngest one?" I said, 3. She said, "How old are you?" I said, 59. She said, "You telling me you had a baby at 56 years old?" I said, "Yeah, I eat good." She said, "Well, don't stand too close to me." I said, "It ain't going to jump off like that, darling. You know what I'm saying? It don't jump off like that. But what I'm saying is you take care of yourself out there in the real world, JP. We'd like to thank the people. Please tune in to Listening Room DC here on Dirty Basin Radio this coming Friday. That's from 6 to 8. We got something going on. We sort of have some special guests coming in. And you stay tuned to the Instagram and all that stuff. We'll post it up and stuff. But you put your ear to the street, you'll find out quicker. Ain't that what I'm saying, JP?
For sure.
All right, JP, I'm going to let you go, man. I'm going to hang up on these people, man, but I'm going to let them know that I am thankful. Have a good evening, everybody.